Space research becomes an action sport. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. How about that Felix Baumgartner, Highest jump, fastest free fall, breaking the sound barrier in just a pressure suit, and largest number of live YouTube viewers. 8 million live viewers plus 3 million tweets, including a few cynical ones. Quote, if Red Bull gives you wings, why was he just falling? But it was a tremendous feat of courage and a tremendous feat of marketing for Red Bull, whose stunts don't always go well. Flashback to 2009 and base jumper Sean McConkie. He specialized in skiing off cliffs and doing backflips before opening his chute.
But it was a maneuver like this that on Thursday took his life in Italy during a warm-up for a promotional video shoot for the energy drink Red Bull.
That was one of three fatal accidents that year involving Red Bull athletes. But Felix, who already has single-name status, landed safely yesterday, proving that an astronaut could be rescued from a crippled spacecraft and that profit-making companies, not even in the space business, can finance serious space research. Now, I have to say, listening in on the communications, it wasn't exactly NASA.
Felix, the wind's out of the north, 5 to 10.
East.
Okay, and the wind's out of the east. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong information. Out of the east.
But there was real science taking place, and it was paid for not by taxpayers, but by people buying an energy drink that by all accounts doesn't even taste that good. I've never even seen Felix drink it, but that's the genius of this. He didn't have to, because plenty of other people will. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.